having charge for impersonating judge, or in plain words, robust judge. Now what have you to say for yourself, Judge Red?
Not guilty.
Not guilty? You know to tell me. I to know. You are in front of 12 of your own fellow men. As soon as they arrive at the verdict, I know how to deal with you, Judge Red.
Why the man that turn back for the fan? Then the school to work, you old man.
Hush up! The same word that you speak that defile in you, don't you?
Man, I'll tell you, if there was one dude I could ever hang out with, I think it would have been Jerry Reed. Man, what a great tune. That's a request from Zeno. He is hot and hot. So, yeah, Jerry Reed doing When You're Hot, You're Hot. In front of that, we heard Judge Dredd in Court by Derek Morgan. Let's see, we heard The Funky Judge by Bull and the Matadors. And then we heard... Here Come the Judge by Shorty Long. And we heard Here Come the Judge by the Buena Vistas. And Murder in My Heart for the Judge, Moby Grape. Woo! Set started off with Warren Zevon. Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Another thing I just is a rough job as a judge. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. Someone says, well, I'm really sorry. You're sorry? Okay, fine. All right. Don't try not to do it again. I don't know. The sad thing is, the people that get prosecuted are pretty far down the line. It really is like almost like the law of the jungle. You like pick on the weakest, you know? They always say, like, you always go after the guy that's stealing the loaf of bread, but you don't go after the guy robbing the bank with a briefcase. You know? That's the thing. You know, you always go out there, these people on welfare, these people on there, they're stealing from the government. They are stealing pennies, not even stealing. I mean, you got to survive, you know? And it's when you think of like, you know, what money goes into like defense, you know, what money goes into such horrible, wasteful things that you actually think that feeding somebody getting a program to help them and their kids eat, you know, those are the cheats. Those are the leeches on society. Really, really. you know, you get people at the top. It's just like a book called, there was a book I read years ago in high school called Animal Farm. And it basically is the analogy of how pretty much how human beings are, you know. There's people that work really hard. There's people that need help. And then there's people that are taken advantage of. And then there's people at the top being the pigs. You know, speaking of pigs, we're going to be playing more songs about police. That's the thing. And the crazy thing is, like, to be a magistrate, you don't even need to be a lawyer. Like, if you ever think about being a magistrate, it's like a six-week training course. You know, I wonder what that training course is. A guy comes to you and he says, oh, I stole this, but I'm really sorry. Do you like lock him up? Blah, 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 blah. I couldn't do that. You know, so having somebody's fate in your hands is too much bother for me. That would drive me crazy. You know, like, what do I do? I know this guy. Then again, you get people that are just downright horrible human beings. And there are some downright, absolutely horrible human beings, you know? You know there are. In the you know, I try and avoid those people. I try and avoid those people as much as possible, you know? There are some people that are just wired where they're mad all the time. They're angry all the time. They have to make everybody around themselves miserable. Because I always say, joyful people spread joy around themselves, you know? It's like not like an energy thing. It's just the way it is. Happy people like to spread happiness. Misery loves company. They always say that, right? They. I don't know who they are, but they say it. I got to find out who they are because they say a lot of stuff. And I got to tell you some other things here. This will cheer you up. You know, 1 in 5 Americans come into contact with bed bugs. Yipes. You know, I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But anyway, let's see. Reports of infestations have reached pandemic. This is in 2004. So this PSA is 20 years old. This PSA has helped prevent the spread of bed bugs. And each of us can be visual and proactive. And they just minimize your chances of bed bugs. Bed bugs are controlled by a qualified, licensed pest. Oh, this is Pest World. So you go to Pest World, and I think it takes you someplace that it's more like a commercial for Pest World. Because Pest World ain't the best world. We were traveling, and I did get bed bugs once. And we were in Serbia, Bosnia and Serbia. And you talk about a sad place to live. Traveling around the world, there are some sad places to live because of the poverty. Like, you go to Guatemala, and it's like, wow, the poverty. Or you go to, like, Cambodia, and the poverty, and the sadness. And then you go to Serbia and Bosnia, and the crazy thing about Serbia and Bosnia, it's right near, like, Slovenia and Croatia. Now, you go into Croatia, and Croatia's gorgeous. Croatia looks like it's computer-generated. You go into Dubrovnik, and it is gorgeous. It looks computer-generated. Now, they've been victims of war. But they got their stuff together. They fixed the country up, blah, 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 blah. Then you go to Slovenia. Slovenia is gorgeous. Got these rocky coasts, and it's just Bulgaria. Very friendly people. Then you go into Serbia and Bosnia. You go into Bosnia. And it is so sad. The government does not work at all. There's three factions of government. I think two of the factions are religious, and one of the faction I think is not. And these factions cannot get anything done because they're always fighting with each other. They're always fighting with, you know, they don't fix buildings that were blown up. They still have remnants. Remember when they had the Olympics in Sarajevo? You remember that? There's still remnants of that. It looks like it's apocalyptic. You'll see like an old bobsled track that they never really... And what was that in the 80s, 70s when they had that? They haven't done anything. When a building that was falling apart during any kind of conflict, bombed out, they don't fix the building. They throw a striped tarp over it because they don't have the money or they don't have the, you know, they just don't have the wherewithal. There's not the leadership to get them going. and to fix the place up. I mean, Croatia, man, Croatia really was in bad shape for a while. Then you get, like I'm saying, it just goes to show, man, you got to get the right human beings doing the right stuff. You know, that's the bottom line. And we're borderlining on this now, man. It ain't good. But we got a muscle. We got a muscle, you know. You know, so sad that you see people having to have GoFundMes because they can't afford cancer treatments. You know, it's not to me like some human interest story. Like, oh, let's give some money to this little kid. That's no, it shouldn't be like that in the first place. Not in what they call the richest country in the world, which we're really not. You know, we're too busy spending like $200 billion on a gold ballroom. You know, how much like Louis the 16th or 15th or whatever? How close has it got to be like this? You know, how close has it got to be like this? You know, how much do you have to starve people out and make things horrible? How bad do you got to make it? Where is that breaking point? I don't want to find out. I really don't. I don't want to find out where that breaking point is. I just want everybody just to go about their business and get through life the best they can, because that's basically what everybody just wants. They just want a nice survival. They want a nice survival. They just want to breeze through life. They just want to have a nice time. They just want to enjoy nature, enjoy the universe, enjoy what's around them, have some friends, have some fun. How hard is that? How hard is that if that is your end goal in life? But, you know, there's just a lot of folks, and a lot of folks make a lot of problems, and a lot of problems make a lot of crazy, and the crazy just goes crazy. And the law's going to step on you, Bo Carter, Zombo in your brain.
I told you to quit handling liquor and gambling too. Look at here, baby, you going too fast. The law won't step on you. Yes, yes, yes. Now you can twist, you can step on his tail. You're gonna need somebody to go your bail. Look at here, baby, you going too fast. The law gon' step on ya. Yes, yes, yes. They'll send you to the county farm. Look at here, baby, you going too fast. The law gonna step on ya. Now if you wanna leave from home, muck around with a bottle of corn. Look at here, baby, you traveling too fast. The law gonna step on ya. Yes, yes, yes. I done told you like a friend. You better draw your business then. Look at here, baby, you going too fast. The law gonna step on ya. Yes, yes, yes.
flat, I'd be naked for to see me, but wait, I'm flattered. You nice finally not past 27, look at that. Them are fine. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, can't believe my ears. Jazz police are looking through my folders. Jazz police are talking to my niece. Jazz police have got their final orders. Jazzer, drop your axe, it's jazz police. Jesus taken serious by a lady. Jesus taken joyous by a few. Jazz police are paid by J. Paul Getty. Jazz was paid by J. Paul Getty too. Loving racist, I applaud the actions of the chief. Tell me now, oh beautiful and spacious, am I in trouble with the jazz police? Jazz police are looking through my folders. Jazz police are talking to my niece. Jazz police have got their final orders. Jazz, sir, drop your axe, it's jazz police. Marcelin and Greece. Let me be somebody I admire. Let me be that muscle down the street. Stick another turtle on the fire. Guys like me are mad at turtle meat.
always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for the policeman, he's never known to frown, and everybody says he is the happiest man in town. His feet. He laughs at everybody when he's walking in the street. He never can stop laughing, he says he's never tried. But once he did arrest a man and laughed until he cried. And then he shut his eyes. He opened his great mouth. It was a wondrous sight. He said, I must arrest you. He didn't know what for. And then he started laughing until he cracked his jaw. When walking round the town, just shake him by his fat old hand and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight, and then you'll start him laughing with all his blessed might.
When coming round the corner, I heard somebody say, here comes a fat old policeman, look here he comes this way. His laughter is so jolly, he's just a great big clown, and everybody says he's the happiest man in town. Stands up on point duty, his laugh floats o'er the breeze. He's looking through a window, and this is what he sees. A shadow thrown upon the blind, his brain is in a whirl. And then he sees the sergeant kissing someone else's girl. And then he laughs again, until he had a fit. Then he went to the sergeant's house and happened to be near, and made love to the sergeant's wife and drank up all his beer.
Four Hairy Policemen. It was Uncle Fort Erie Policeman. We heard the Rockin' Berries with their version of the Laughing Policeman, and with the original version from an old British comedy theater, Charles Penrose with the Laughing Policeman. Spirit gave us Policeman's Ball. What else? Oh, we heard the Leonard Cohen, Jazz Police, the Urban Voodoo Machine, Police Paranoia, by request from Travis, Police and the Bad Boy Dub, King Tubby, Police Car, Larry Wallace, began with Morrissey, Who Will Protect Us from the Police. Bo Carter started that off with The Law Gonna Step On Y'all. Okay, I will not be here the next 2 weeks, all right? 2 weeks I will not be here. I'll have repeat shows. I don't know what I want to play, but I will find the good old show for you to hear. Be back in 2 weeks, and we're going to do Kings. All songs about kings. Then, the week after that, on top of the pyramid of civilization, on top of all of the kings, the rulers, the lawyers, the police, the workers, the soldiers, the on top of everything is going to be propping their toe bones up, old school style, a whole show about bums, hobos, and tramps. And then we have the elite, the thinking version of those ne'er-do-wells, and that would be hippies and beatniks. So yeah, so I won't be on the next 2 weeks, but we got Kings coming up then, and then I got so many ideas. That's the amazing thing about, I just can't believe that I still come up with decent amount. I've been doing radio for 30 years, at least 30 years. It seems like 30 years. And I'll get it right sooner or later. But it is a fun, oh man, I forgot to play this. One more police tune, then we're going to get the lawyers. Oh, police are in the back. From an old tape from way back when.
You know it can't be me. door. I cheated just a little bit. I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Just the other day, last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said, before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
And
Paul and CBDBD Star, Lawyers in Love, Jackson Brown. We are 10cc with Good Morning Judge, Wynonie Harris, Good Morning Judge, and we're going to wind down with Oswald Defense Lawyer by The Fall Zombo in Your Brain. I will be not on the radio the next 2 weeks. I got Steel City Con that I will be hosting next weekend, and the other weekend I am going to go away, have a little vacation, do a thing. You guys muscle. I will have some fun repeats for you. Zombo World, or actually Zombo.world, is where you can get all of our shows, all of my shows for the past couple years. So there you go. You need a bunch of that. And Mondays, Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine. Monday, 11 to 1 p.m. Another rerun. All right, dig in. I remain in your brain, RCT. See your rats in 2 weeks. Or squirrels.
How do you think that jury made up of putrid mass embraced theory? Circles twice.
remaining in your brain. I started the show off with this, but it got all discombobulated, but I think you should hear this. Important message for you all. Junior Marvin, Police and Thieves, RCT.
Police and Thieves in